busy times for you, Gavin, because there doesn't really seem to be much downtime. It's not that long ago that you were playing Letterkenny in that league playoff.
No, that's probably, we don't get enough of a break. A few of my players are still not back in training yet because they wanted an extended break, because they've been going this last 5-6 years steady, because you're getting the latter stages of every competition. It did take its toll. It took its toll last year, definitely with injuries and people missing and stuff. And that's part of the reason why I added to the squad this year, in terms of, you know, I didn't want that to happen again, and I wanted a wee bit of youth and enthusiasm in the squad. So some of the boys are still to come back in and fresh, hopefully, in the next week or two. So
yeah. And the players that you've brought in, Gavin, they have added quality to your selection.
Oh, they have. They've it was an easy sell to them. I was the best. I've been honest. I hate the summer months. I hate the transfer windows. I hate that side of dealing with players and whatever. But this summer was really refreshing. I said the lads I talked to, every one of them just jumped at the chance to come play for us, and rightly so, because we're a good setup and we're a good side and we're a good club, and that they want to better themselves. These guys want to do well and they want to better themselves. So I really, really enjoyed this transfer window. I usually hate it, like, but this one was really refreshing. It sort of helped me going into pre-season on a personal level with the guys' enthusiasm, you know.
Yeah, because Cockhill Celtic now has got this profile, has got the name of being a team that goes out and wins things, Gavin.
Yeah. Look, it's a lot of hard work went in, a lot of commitment by the players, by this group of players, and deserved all the success they had. They exceeded all expectations, you know, and it's difficult to keep that level up, but like, I still see the hunger and them players, and as I say, we just needed to add around the edges so we're not left as short if we have an injury crisis like last year, or players missing or whatever. And as I say, the guys come in, have bought into it so far, and they've all played in the early matches and actually done very well. So like, it is positive.
Probably asked you the same question this time last year as well, Gavin, but what about the FA Intermediate Cup? Does that remain one of those competitions where, you know, you're probably wondering, what do you have to do to go further in the competition?
As I keep saying, like, this group of players are probably, in my opinion, they're probably in the top four intermediate teams in the country, maybe top two. You know, if the Intermediate Cup was a bit of a league, we probably would be winning it or thereabouts. But it's a cup competition, so it's on all cup competitions I've ever been involved in my career, this is the biggest one that's so draw related in terms of home or away advantage, in terms of what time of year the game's on, the quality of the pitches. There's so many factors, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's just hard to get out of Donegal, you know, depending on the draw as well. So it is one of them things. And the draws haven't been great to us, and the timing of games over the winter. Last year we went down with a 3-4 week break before we played the game in Dublin, where Home Farm had played, I think, 2, maybe 3 fixtures in between that. You know, so, but we still should have won the game. It was no excuse. We still were a better side than them, but we just didn't take our chances. So it's very, it's a funny competition. Like, but yeah, if this group of players won an Intermediate Cup, no, they will go down as one of the best, if not the best team, you know, in Donegal's history, you know.
Well, tell me, a lot of talk about the fact that the Ulster Senior League is still looking for more clubs to come on board and increase the number of clubs involved. Gavin, I mean, I'm sure that's something you'd like to see as well. Probably you'd like to see another club or two from down your own area.
Yeah, well, surely. Personally, I would like to see the whole structure of Donegal football changed and come under one umbrella. Like, but I don't see that happening. No, I want to see a top tier with 12, 14 teams. And 2 tiers below it, like, of junior teams, but I don't think that's going to happen. And it's very difficult to entice one club or another club to come into this league for various reasons. Partly ourselves, Letterkenny, Derry over the last few years have been far and away ahead of the rest of the teams. So it's very difficult for a junior club to come up and step up to that level. No, it takes time and people having the patience to build a side to compete at the top level. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is, I suppose, a lot made of financial things and players getting paid and stuff, and clubs don't want to get involved in that, which, and rightly so, you know, and they feel if they go to the Ulster Senior League, that's part and parcel of it, which it's not, because there's only a few teams doing it. But no, that's sort of what you hear out there. That's what's been talked about, which isn't ideal for attracting clubs neither. But the way it's structured at the minute, I personally don't see any teams coming up, because for two reasons, I don't think any of them are at the standard to come up and challenge near the top end of the table, and another, I don't think they're ambitious enough to do that, you know. But if the structures change and the leagues are all taken in tandem, I think that's coming 2020, also all summer football with the FAA, and I think the FAA might do something about it at that stage, which would be nice. Otherwise, the only other possibility I see is I see muted as a third tier in the League of Ireland, which personally I would like to see, because I feel this Cockall team have been held back slightly in terms of progressing, because there's nowhere else to go for them at this moment in time, and probably our like of ourselves and Derek Kenny would more than likely be clubs that could be invited to that league if it happened. So
yeah, because you have the structures in place down there. I know Cockhill Celtic, you know, you've got people involved behind the scenes working at all levels, Gavin.
It's a phenomenal setup. It's a big club. Like it's probably the biggest club in Donegal in terms of membership, in terms of underage structures. I know we're under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, under 18s, so all competed and won their leagues at various levels. After the flooding last year, there was a bit of devastation with the pitches. This time next year, we'll have three top of class, full-size grass pitches. We have an AstroTurf pitch, two AstroTurf pitches. We have facilities second to none, like change of facilities. Everything's there in place to, well, maybe go to the next level. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's not possible to go to the League of Ireland as such, the way it's structured at the minute, financially. But maybe if it was a third tier and there was some sort of support, possibly, I don't know, but I would look. I'm a big fan of football in Donegal. I want it to progress. I want players playing the best level they can, and I just don't see that appetite for it the way it's structured at the minute. But you know, maybe things will change.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck for the season.
No bother. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gavin.